grenade that was going to blow everyone up.
Today's other witness is David Holmes. He's the diplomat who says he overheard President Trump asking about the investigations on a phone call with the European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland in Ukraine. He says Sondland told him after that conversation, the president didn't care about Ukraine, just big stuff like the Biden investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. Our quiet string of days with an extended warming trend will be ending soon, but today, a good bit of sunshine, high in the low to mid-70s, just about perfect. Partly cloudy, not as chilly tonight, overnight low around 50. Tomorrow's high in the middle 70s. Will be dry during the day, but a good chance of showers by late Friday night, and showers and maybe some thunderstorms likely on Saturday as a cold front moves through the state. It'll be breezy and colder behind the front. 30s on Friday night, 50s for a high on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A judge is ordering DNA testing for the man arrested in connection to Anaya Blanchard's disappearance. Anaya was last seen on October 23rd in Auburn. The judge ordered the testing after prosecutors revealed DNA evidence from a man was found in Anaya's car. Troy police have opened a death investigation after a 58-year-old man was found dead inside his home Wednesday. Police say the man's vehicle is also missing. Troy police are searching for a person of interest in the case. And the Salvation Army kicked off its annual Red Kettle campaign Wednesday. This year's goal is to raise $300,000. The Red Kettles will appear outside of 43 businesses and organizations in the Montgomery area. They are still looking for volunteer bell ringers to collect donations. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views, final hour of News and Views. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Alongside me today, Frisco Riverstone. Jack Campbell couldn't make it today. He's a big TV star on Thursdays. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. And really, I'm going to start Friday early because I'm in a good mood. There are no rules. You can call about anything you like. Want to ask me a question? I don't care. I might be able to answer it. Doesn't have to be about politics per se, but 272-9228. Guess what we should do now at this moment in the show?
What's that?
Well, there was a debate last night.
There was
a Democratic debate last night. You know, I don't always feel like I want to give the President of the United States a big hug, but gun to my head, who are you going to support, Joey? Are you going to support Donald Trump or another one of these other candidates in the Democratic Party? And I have to get, probably Trump. Probably Donald Trump. So I've found a little montage here. Let's see what we have to say.
I mean, you got to pitch in 2 cents. 2 cent wealth tax. You got to pitch in a few pennies more. Top 0.1% big. Pitch in 2 cents. 2 cent wealth tax. Pay 2 cents more. Pitch in 2 cents, and when you hit
this, no,
just 2 cents more.
This is the crap I'm so tired of.
Oh, just 2 cents more. 2 cents more. Oh, 2 cents.
You're talking about taking 2% of the money people have already paid taxes on. It's an incredibly terrible, bad idea for the economy. European countries have tried it, Liz. This is what I mean, folks. Gun to my head, I gotta go with Donald Trump. He isn't doing everything I love and would do, but I'm not president. And there aren't enough people like me to be a majority. There aren't enough libertarians. So if I had to pick a side right now, if this is the crap the Democrats want to put out there, wealth taxes, which again have been ineffective in Europe, in the Nordic countries, they are also, in my opinion, immoral.
She's just playing it off too. It's just 2 cents.
It's just two cents.
You know, it's no big deal.
Yeah, no big deal at all. No big deal at all. Let's continue.
At $1 billion, you got to pitch in a few pennies more. The 1% big, pitch in 2 cents. 89% in America are on track to pay about 7.2%.
And women are paid 80 cents on the dollar. Black women, 61 cents. Native American women, 58 cents. Latinas, 53 cents. 61 cents on the dollar as compared to all women who tragically make 80 cents on the dollar.
Oh, my God.
How long
are we going to have to put up with this?
I want to see the statistics on that one, though. The 80 cents. She said all women make 80 cents to the dollar.
You know what they're doing?
What's that, Joey?
They take all women, no matter what job they're working, not looking into necessarily hours worked or the type of job they're working. They're just taking all women in the workforce. How much money do they make? Kind of averaged out. Then all men, not looking to what kind of jobs they're doing, how many hours worked, just all men, comparing to what all men on average earn to what all women on average earn. And that's where she gets the figure that women make 80 cents on the dollar compared to men. I'm all for equal pay for equal work. In fact, hey, ladies, if you're better than somebody, I think you should get paid more. And that's what you should be going for. And honestly, the point of solidarity kind of breaks down. It's like, oh, you really want all women to make more money. Does that mean that you get paid less as a particular individual woman? Like, come on. But let's go on. Continue. No. I don't want to hear any more of their crap. No. Let's go to the phones. JD, save me.
Hey, you know what? I'm glad you brought all that up, because they've been talking about women's rights, this and that and the other, and every Democrat that I've been watching on the impeachment inquiry, this poor ambassador that got terminated, she was so shook up, she's never been treated so bad. Well, guess what? In the real world, it happens. You know, things aren't always nice.
Well, and
but
I think
hey,
that's a bunch
you
of crap,
about that?
Too.
Well,
Yovanovitch is not...
Ambassador?
Yeah, go ahead.
They didn't worry about the Benghazi half as much. And look how bad he was brutalized, and they could have prevented it.
Well, he's a man.
Equal rights, you know, I mean. So, stepping back, I talked to a buddy of mine last night. He's diehard Andrew Yang, and he is anti-Trump out the wazoo. And I said, you know, all these things you may like about Andrew Yang is going to be the same thing as Tulsi Gabbard. He either gets in line or they out him.
Yep.
Tulsi Gabbard, with what Hillary Clinton has said about the lady, is just atrocious. But That's because Tulsi Gabbard's not standing in line.
Right.
And I've always said from day one, if there was an outside candidate that could compete with Trump, it would be her. But they're not going to allow that to happen. They want her to shut up and fall in line with everybody else. So,
and that is amazing. The only two I like, J.D., are Andrew Yang and Tulsi Gabbard. And I'm saying that from a libertarian perspective.
They're not going to stand a chance.
Yep.
If they veer away from the far-left Democratic way right now, they will be outed point blank. And they don't mind rigging an election to do it. Just ask Bernie Sanders what happened to him a few years ago. But it's okay if you meddle in your own election. Just not Russia. Oh, wait, Russia didn't happen. Ukraine. Well, Ukraine didn't happen either.
Well, that's a conspiracy theory.
Oh, it's always a conspiracy theory if you're a Republican at this point. And I feel bad for the Democrats. There's a lot of Democrats that were walking the line in the middle that were, you know, they could have been Republican, could have been Democrat. But all the Republicans that were in the middle got pushed farther right. And all the Democrats that were in the middle got pushed to the right. They see how atrocious, I mean, absolutely atrocious this is. It's mind-blowing.
Really is mind-blowing. Though, J.D., I have to admit, I baited you. Me going on that whole rant about the statistics and the difference in pay between men and women, that was really just a disingenuous baiting, but you agreed with it. So I have to ask you, why do you hate women?
I don't hate women. I believe 100% in equal rights. What
yes.
I am against, yes. though, what I am against, I don't believe, I'll use this as an example. I don't believe a man should hit a woman. I'm old school Southern hospitality, call me whatever you want to, but right. I believe in being a Southern gentleman. But I also believe that if a woman walks up and all out nails a guy and he pushes her back and the first thing they say is, why would you hit a woman? There's a problem with that. You know, you can't go out and do things like that. You set yourself up for failure. You either say, hey, women can do everything men can do, and you take it as it's dished out because that's what the men do, or you don't complain about it. And that's not all women. It's just they pick and choose when they want to be victimized.
Well, and again, it's this...
And it's not all women. It's not all women. I'm saying, like, this right. ambassador, first in point, she's a hero to women all around the world. Oh, Donald Trump fired her, now she's a victim. Well, wait a minute, you know, quote-unquote, man up, I guess. You know, take it. You got fired. People get fired every day.
Right, and also I think this identity of politics, collectivist identity politics game, speaking for all women or all men or all whites or all blacks or all Asians or whatever group is always perilous. And I'm sorry, interests are not that simple. You can't boil uh-huh. them down just to identity group.
Well, it's even more complex now because, you know, what if Donald Trump had identified himself as a woman when he bashed her? then it's no harm, no foul.
Have you seen the latest...
5 minutes that he fired her.
J.D., have you seen the latest South Park?
I have.
From
I
last week?
With
the Macho Man? Yeah, folks who haven't
yeah.
seen it, it starts off with a strong woman competition, like a CrossFit women's competition. And they're talking to the last year's champion, literally named Strong Woman. Strong, what do you think about your chances here? Oh, I think it's great. What do you think about Heather Swanson getting into the competition? Heather Swanson just identified as a woman 2 weeks ago and is now getting into the Strong Woman competition. Well, you know, it's great. We won all the same. We're very respectful of our trans sisters, and may the best woman win. Well, we actually have Heather Swanson here. And in comes an animated version of Macho Man. Ooh, yeah. You women better watch out. I'm going to whoop your tails. Oh, you women don't stand a chance. Like, it's one of the funniest things I've seen in a while.
Well, that and the fact that he was wearing the flamboyant pink at the time,
right.
it was epic. But,
yeah.
You know, this whole, whether it be the debate, anybody on the debate stage, I'm sorry. You know, I really want to ask the questions like, okay, Senator Warren, and is there any reason we should believe anything you have to say because you've already lied publicly?
Right.
And truthfully, you know, how many people suffered because you did what you did to out people that naturally deserved it?
Right.
You know, but they don't want to talk about all that because all those people up on that stage are saints. Joe Biden doesn't even know where he's at half the time. he's in the land of the lost.
He's so sleepy. So sleepy.
But yeah. These people are just absolutely insane. You know, Kamala Harris got up on TV the other day and said, well, I think the reason my poll numbers are down is because they're not ready for a strong black woman to be president.
Oh, well, good Lord.
The people that are polling are Democrats right now, so you're talking about your own party.
But I know the black community, a lot of people in the black community think this. Like, I'm sorry, Kamala Harris. Your name is not strong black woman. Your name, that's not going to be on the ballot. Who do you want? Pete Buttigieg? Do you want, Elizabeth Warren? Do you want Bernie Sanders? Do you want Joe Biden? Or do you want strong black woman? Like, I mean, that's not how this is going to play out. We're actually looking for your policies and how you communicate with people. I actually find, I like Tulsi Gabbard. I like Andrew Yang. You know, sometimes Buttigieg gets a little too high and mighty in lecturing, but I don't dislike Buttigieg's in how he presents himself, so to speak. Joe Biden's probably fine to pal around with, but, you know, Biden is just not there in terms of the policy and articulating his positions. Like you said, he's sleepy, he's stuttering, he's all over the place, slurring his words. And it'd be one thing if, one day he's tired or he had a problem that day. We all do it. But he is consistently not on top of his game. It should be about the person and the policies, not about the general identity box you check off. And honestly, look at Harris's support in the black community. They're not playing that game with her. They're looking for policies. They'd rather go with the old sleepy white guy because he actually was vice president to the first black president. He actually got things done in the way they liked. It's not just an identity game.
Well, can I toss a question out at you?
Sure.
Watching the impeachment inquiry, and this is going to go back to the debate stage, watching the impeachment inquiry, they kept saying that what Trump did was abuse his power for the benefit of an election.
Mm-hmm.
So, or against a rival candidate. And they said that's the problem. Well, my question is, if Joe Biden wasn't running, would they still be hollering crime? So then I've got to ask myself, is the only reason they put Joe in there, knowing he's out of his mind, just to use that as ammunition against Trump in this inquiry? Because I've watched them pull out all the stops, and nothing surprises me at this point.
I've heard that theory, too, but I don't...
I think it's a little bit of a stretch, J.D. I know where you're coming from.
I think it's a stretch, but at the same time, I can't put it past
anybody. You're right, yeah.
Joe doesn't know where he's at. He really doesn't. I mean, you could tell him he's on the moon this morning, and he'll be like, oh, man, you know, Pluto looks great. He's looking at IHOP. He's just gone. His mind has dwindled away.
Well, good riddance.
Well, I'll tell you what. I enjoy the show, and I would like to nominate last night's debate and every Democratic debate from here on out up for a great comedy award, because that's all it was good for was a laugh. I'm ready for one of them to decide which one wants to go head-to-head with Trump, because the only two that could actually pull it off, they're not going to allow. So Warren cannot take the pressure. She'll cave and crumble. Joe Biden will hit the stage, and President Trump will tell him, hey, you're in the wrong room. Your room's over there. Oh, okay, let me head over that way. He told Kamala Harris, well, he told everybody last night that he had the support of the only black female senator, and Kamala Harris is coughing on stage.
this was a huge gaffe on his part.
Yeah, he's lost. Well, hey, I enjoy the show as always, and I hope you get some callers in to come up and talk some more of this, because I need some more good laughs today.
Well, thank you, JD, and thank you for listening, and have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, I just got a sweet message.
Huh.
I'll share the nasty ones, too, if anybody wants to send them to me. You can follow me on the Book of Faces, folks. You just look for Joey Clark. I'm in that black and white photo laughing with my hair up in a, you know, man bun. And it's at my brother's wedding, right at the reception started. I was feeling great. They had drinks for us right after the ceremony. But Melinda just wrote me saying, Joey, I just have to tell you, I love the way you think when it comes to policies in life. I've always been a Republican, which is crazy because I'm also a hippie. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Melinda.
Aww.
Thank you for
Melinda
that.
Just made Joey's week.
Yeah, thanks for buttering me up there. Now what do you really want? Yeah, but the discussion with JD before this break, I want to bring up with you. I was talking to you about it earlier when we were sitting down at the kitchen table. After the debate, apparently Pete Buttigieg made some overture to the black community, trying to create solidarity between the gay community and the black community.
Kind of comparing, like, struggle to struggle.
Yeah, we've both been marginalized groups, and we didn't have full civil rights, and so we can understand, our struggles aren't the same, but we can understand the struggle. Kamala Harris smelled blood, so after the debate, she's like, I don't think we should be comparing records, because when you go back to hundreds of years of slavery, and she started comparing records and really tearing them down. And what I find fascinating is that the left wing that claims they're all about tolerance and intersectionality and bringing this diverse rainbow coalition of folks together, and that isn't just the gay community, though apparently the gays, excuse me of putting it that way, have co-opted the rainbow. I don't know what the hell that is.
Yes, the gays have claimed the rainbow.
But what about leprechauns? What about the Irish? What about Noah?
Joey, I can't speak for all the gays. I can speak for myself.
I know. See, that's the problem these days. Like, tell me what at your meeting, what everybody thinks.
Yeah, I'll go to the meeting and I'll report back.
But it's supposed to be this grand mosaic of all different types of people, women and people of color and people of different sexualities, different bents, and trans and gay, LGBTQ plus. What I think they're
the
saying
alphabet
now.
People.
And it's supposed to be the solidarity between all these groups that we understand we need an inclusive and tolerant and equal society. But when push comes to shove and you try to reach out and say, as Buttigieg did as a gay man, hey, I can understand your struggle a little bit. It's not the same. There's no solidarity.
Oh, it's divisive.
It's like, how dare you suggest that we have anything in common, Pete?
I think we're at the point where, too, I mean, they're using anything as ammo against each other, because it, you know, any stable mind would say, oh, okay, I get what he's kind of trying to say. She saw that, took that, and here's the thing too. I agree with her in a sense of it's two completely different struggles. Don't even compare. It's not even right. That's not even comparable. But at the same time, she heard it, grabbed it, used it as ammo, blew it up, and it really wasn't as big of a deal.
Absolutely. And this is what I find amazing is the left's identity politics, and this is what happens with collectivist identity politics. You lose that ability to actually reach across people different than you and understand one another. You can. Obviously, any person can do that at any time, for the most part. But the idea that you're going to slice and dice people and put them in all these little boxes and all of a sudden they're all going to get along? No, that ain't happening. Especially when you're fighting over political power. You have to separate the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. You have to make a distinction of I'm better than this person. And you can't just rest on your laurels and say, oh, well, Pete checks off this identity politics box because he's a gay man, but he's white. And, you know, he's so white, he might as well be straight. Remember that article?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's so nuts.
The gay community went after him for his privilege.
And it's this narrative of, I'm all for talking about, for instance, America's sins. You want to look at American history, plenty of sins to talk about. But if you're defining yourself, let alone a nation, individuals have conscience.
Sure.
Individuals have power of choice, and individuals either do great things or they miss the mark and they sin, they do all these things. But if you're going to try to define a nation by its sins alone, that's not going to make for a good time. No. There's going to be a lot of, it's like a bucket of crabs just pulling people down left and right.
What's the point?
Right. But let's quickly go to Bud. Bud, welcome to News and Views.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today? Good
morning, Bud.
I'm well.
Good. You know, I would like to kind of piggyback between the cat fight between Buttigieg and Kamala Harris, comparing African-Americans and homosexuals.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me that the Democrats are absolutely panicked in the sense that going into the debate, Mayor Pete was ahead of, my goodness, who was it? It was Warden and Biden by 9 points, and
right,
was 10 points ahead of old man that always looks like he's wearing the cat hair.
Bernie Sanders, yeah.
That's correct. But
cat hair.
Mayor Pete is polling 0% in South Carolina amongst black voters.
Yep.
I mean, okay, you got a openly homosexual married. Okay, that's his deal, not mine. You've got a boatload of socialists. Every single one of them are nothing but American haters. And pick your poison. Who amongst them, I still think the majority of African Americans would go into the voting booth, hold their nose, and vote for Mayor Pete if he was the Democratic nominee, because, you know, where they vote, 96-97% generally with whoever the Democratic candidate is. But what if 25% of them said, I can't do this. I mean, there's a lot of things that African-Americans really hold the line on.
Yes.
And that has to do with same-sex attraction, marriage, the whole nine yards.
Well, historically, go ahead.
No, it's just, I mean, they would literally be damned if I do, damned if I don't. It would almost have to be, so many folks did not want to vote for Trump, but they went in there and held their nose and pulled the lever for Trump anyway.
Yes.
And now we're happy as all get out.
Well, and under that,
because he's actually conservative.
Under that same situation, though, too, I could also see a lot of members of the African American community not voting for Pete and go ahead and saying, well, we'll just vote for Trump because, well, he's not our number one. But
and don't underestimate the effect I think Kanye West is having.
There's a lot of conservative African Americans who vote Democrat sometimes and sometimes vote Republican.
Right.
And I've met them and talked to them.
Right. And here's the, in the crudest terms, here's what's happening. This actually happened with Jussie Smollett. is that,
are you in watching Chappelle's show?
Yeah, that was one of the best jokes at his stand-up. Juicy Smollett, y'all remember Juicy? But when Jussie Smollett, that whole like hate crime hoax happened, people that questioned his story in the black community, and Chappelle brought this up in his special, people from the gay community said, oh, you're just being homophobic because you don't believe him. And the black community is going, no, it doesn't seem right. And that's what's happening. I heard that there are some folks in the black community now saying, say, from South Carolina, elsewhere, oh, if you suggest we don't like Mayor Pete because we're homophobic, you're just racist. And so you're getting this collision, not collusion, collision, as they try to collude together and build a coalition, of all the privileges and bigotries. And it's just, it's becoming a mess. And really, it should be about the person's character and the person's policies they're advancing.
Exactly. And some folks would vote for him because, just like they voted for the first African-American president, you've got some folks out there that would vote. Our first openly gay president, okay? So you've got some on the fringe that always want to be first at everything they do. But, you know, I go back to, you got a man in his... Would his husband be the first husband instead of the first lady?
Or the first gentleman or something.
I mean,
how
would they address that? I mean, but so you have that. And again, socialists, American haters, the whole nine yards. And so Democrats in power as far as the DNC and the superdelegates and all that, they got to be scratching their heads saying, man, if we can't impeach Trump, we might as well throw in the towel right now.
Yeah, and it might be a brokered convention. We'll see. And that'd be great if it played out on national TV. But I got to run. I got to hit a break here.
Have a good one, gentlemen.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate that call a lot. Yeah, it's just becoming a mess on the Democratic side of the aisle. And as they push for impeachment, again, that's a political Rorschach test. Can't we get back to, you know, individual people? What's your character? What's your reputation based on the actions you've actually done in life, not just based on, you know, scuttlebutt and smears or whatnot? Just, you know, what have you built up as a life? What policies are you looking to push?
Well, I saw recently on the Book of Faces there was sort of like a list of all the candidates and how many years they've been in office, and Joe Biden like 40 something years, and you're looking at all these different candidates and how many years, and you go back and you kind of think, well, what have they really truly accomplished? And you start kind of, it's really a miss. And I think that's one thing that Donald Trump had, was he wasn't a politician, and he was a businessman with successes and failures. Right. And you could look at both of them. And on the Democrat side, there's no strong comparison.
Yeah, there's not a clear front runner yet. Like, Mayor Pete has gone up in the early states of Iowa and New Hampshire. New Hampshire? Well, Pepperidge Farm, remember. And, but you get into the South. It's a weird coalition. Obama was able to bring that coalition together. But even now, Barack Obama's saying, hey, stop being too radical, too wild-eyed. And, of course, the wild-eyed radical left responded to that with a Twitter hashtag campaign of too far left. If too far left means I believe in supporting all types of people for an equal and just society, then Barack Obama can shove it. I'm happy to be too far left.
I missed the hashtag. That's really a trending thing now.
Yeah, too far. Elon Omar put it out there. Like, all these, it's so absurd, but we got to hit this break. Man. More news and views after the break. 272-9228 if you want to join in. Joey Clark, Frisco, Riverstone, having too much fun here on a Thursday.
How dare you?
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. I'd like to invite you down here to join us on the river. If you had never been here, we're right easy to get to, right off I-65. Take that North Boulevard exit. Then you're going to take the first exit. That's Louisville. That's right, Louisville Street. The bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. Follow that to the end of the road. You'll find the Oyster Bar. But along the way, you're going to pass our new RV resort. That's right. We got a place down here. You can come stay the night or the weekend or stay a month with us and come down here and enjoy being on the river. Go out and do a little fishing, a little camping out late at night with a fire and coming over to the Oyster Bar and cooking up some fresh seafood for you. Fried steam grill. We got good old snapper on the grill. Hamburgers, ribeye steaks are good eating. Know you can check all that out at CapitalOysterBar.com or our Facebook page for Capital Oyster Bar, or check it all out at the Montgomery Marina RV Resort. You can see what's going on down here with the campground. We're going to be looking for you. Get down here soon. Come hungry because we've been missing you. Come on.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying our warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered promptly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark here, Frisco Riverstone, right across the desk from me.
Keeping Jack's seat warm.
Indeed, big TV star on Thursdays. But Jack Campbell should be back tomorrow morning for a fun Friday where there ain't narrow in terms of rules. But I'm starting Friday early. You can call 272-9228 if you'd like to talk about anything on your mind. And I'm open. It's going to be a new thing. I had it going on the Joey Clark Radio Hour. Open question time. You don't ask myself. When Jack's here, any questions, feel free. 272-9228. We're going to continue covering that circus of a debate last night for the Democrats. You can tell why they're really pushing this impeachment process. I think some earnestly believe that Trump did something wrong and abused his power, but I think a lot of the political operators realize, oh, crap, our presidential field is all over the map. We don't have a clear person that can actually be Trump. We're in trouble. So I think you're seeing Michael Bloomberg get in the race, Deval Patrick get into the race, and Obama saying, hey, stop being so radical. Nancy Pelosi saying, hey, stop being so radical. I think the Democrats are not happy with their current crop of candidates.
I read something this morning. What's his name? Deval Patrick? Deval Patrick had to cancel a recent appearance. Only a couple people showed up.
Right, three people showed
up.
Yeah.
Which I read it, and I'm like, come on. I'm sure more than three showed up, but I really think that, yeah.
Well, and there is this disconnect. There's folks who are popular with, like, the legacy press and media. And there are folks who are popular, like, grassroots online popular. Yeah. And it's such, like, Andrew Yang has really grown. The fact that he's still in these debates is amazing. Same thing with Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah.
They get constant negative press or short shrift when it comes to time on media. And so, I mean, Tulsi keeps getting knocked for going on places like Tucker Carlson and Fox News in general. But I think she has to get the airtime where she can get the airtime.
Well, and I think it's to her benefit, to be quite honest. I mean, some of these programs, I mean, you look at the ratings. I've got friends who have more followers on Instagram than some of these ratings on CNN. So, you know, good on her for doing it. Whether you agree with her or not, I can't think of too many others that have even had the balls to go on Tucker.
Right. I know. Tucker Carlson, hey, kind of scares me a little bit. Yeah, if I had to be in the hot seat across from that guy, I'd enjoy talking to him.
But he's kind of, he's almost like Bill O'Reilly was in a sense of, you know, he'll talk about you, but if you come on air with him, he'll give you a little bit of respect.
I feel like, though, Tucker would think I'm part of the deep libertarian Coke conspiracy, trying to, you know, take over the country and make it free. And, you know, founded in liberty, you know, free markets, these sorts of things. Tucker's is popular, and it's great. I think the conservative movement, we were talking about the coalition that's kind of falling apart for the Democrats. I think the conservative movement, especially under Trump, is quite diverse. You get Becky Gerritsen comes to mind. You get more evangelical, Tea Party, very strongly Christian conservatives that are working together with more of your populist, true Trump supporters who maybe never voted Republican before. Then you have, especially in the younger demographics, more libertarian, classically liberal-minded people like myself.
There's a large, large group of young, I mean, I'm talking high school-aged conservatives that's kind of evolving right now, especially with the Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, some of these guys are really forming.
And then on the internet, you're getting what's called the intellectual dark web, where people like, say, Dave Rubin, used to be on the Young Turks, was a uber progressive. Now he's gone more in what he calls himself a liberal in the classical sense. And he's become more kind of part of the right wing, though he's not. He's not traditionally right. He'll be on Tucker Carlson often. You have folks like Joe Rogan, who, if you look at Joe Rogan and a lot of what he talks about, it's very kind of culturally left-wing, if you will.
Sure.
Very California. But he is also, like, not buying a lot of the crazy cultural stuff a lot of the left is pushing. And he talks about things like personal responsibility and working hard and whatnot.
Well, he's not speaking for anybody but himself. And I think that you get some of these larger networks and they kind of say what their masters have told them to say.
Right.
And then, but we live in an age where you can tune into any podcast and actually hear the true opinion of an individual.
And I guess what we're talking about here, folks, is this idea that the press landscape is changing. There's a reason the legacy media is becoming more shrill. They're becoming more reliant on anonymous government sources because people are migrating to places like talk radio, and it's where conservatives have it locked down on talk radio. But the internet, the podcast world, the YouTube world, this is growing leaps and bounds, and it's changing, I think, the way people talk about politics. It hasn't quite gone mainstream yet, but it is certainly changing the way we talk about politics. 272-9228, if y'all want to get in on the program. Let's go to the phones and talk to Russell. Russell, welcome to the show.
Hi, Joey. How y'all doing today?
I'm feeling great.
The guy was talking earlier about Joe Biden and them trying to protect him.
Yeah.
That's like to point out when Joe Biden actually entered the presidential race. Was it April in 2019?
I believe so, yes.
And point out to the fact that Rudy Giuliani was already over in Ukraine investigating this stuff when Joe Biden entered the race.
Yeah, Rudy was done by
Joe Biden entered the race to protect himself.
Right. That's what Rudy actually tweeted. It's the new Biden standard that if you're a political candidate, you can't be investigated. Yeah, Rudy Giuliani claims he was done by March of this year collecting information in Ukraine, and that he was the height of his investigation in Ukraine was in the fall, like November 2018. And what he was doing is trying to find material as a defense attorney, as Trump's attorney, and he found all sorts of things. There's actually, Rudy broke his silence. Free plug to The Blaze. Glenn Beck just did like a 25-minute interview with Rudy Giuliani. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I watched that last night. Yeah.
It's great stuff, folks, if you want to check it out. Rudy has a story to tell. I think honestly, watching this whole impeachment thing, they just had Fiona Hill this morning. From headlines I can read that she's trying to, she took down the conspiracy that Russia did intervene and Ukraine did. That's nonsense. That's a conspiracy. Okay, Fiona, that's just one person's opinion.
Well, here's what I would like to see one of the Republicans ask in this impeachment hearing. When they say all the intelligence agencies determined, said that it was Russia, did any of these people look at the server? Nobody in our intelligence agency has seen this server. They're basing what their accusations on something that came from CrowdStrike in Ukraine.
Well, and also, you know that intelligence community assessment, they said 17 agencies? Well,
yeah.
that got whittled down from 17 to 3. And now more information comes to light. It wasn't even 3. It wasn't the CIA, FBI, and NSA. It was actually really only one agency that did this. It was the CIA, and it was done, this ICA was put together in a very unusual manner by John Brennan and a few handpicked analysts at the CIA. So this, yep, this is remarkable, and I think part of this will be in this Horowitz report upcoming and show how this goes.
There was also a report that I was reading that came out of Ukraine's news about, I can't remember the name of the investment company that is tied up to the Obamas and all those folks, that they're actually saying funneled over $7 billion to the U.S. You know, you might want to look into that because that's pretty interesting. I think that's why they're all trying to hide their corruption in Ukraine.
Yes.
I think a lot of these Democrats are tied up in it. People just need to wake up in it. Start doing their own investigation.
I completely agree with you. I think there is a lot of what happened with, not just in Ukraine, in general with the State Department, once Hillary Clinton took over, not just the pay-to-play scheme with the Clinton Foundation, but also this sort of covert means of overthrowing regimes and spreading democracy around the world. They were using intelligence community and State Department to train people on the ground, and when the time was right, strike at certain governments. That's why, y'all remember the Arab Spring? Yeah, it wasn't just a guy set himself on fire, now everybody's gone crazy. No, this was organized.
Yeah, all these folks that were involved in the embassy over there in Ukraine, the embassy was, through the United States, was funding the Anti-Corruption Bureau,
right,
which was funded by George Soros.
Yes, it was.
Anything the Democrats, any name that they come up with, you think the opposite, like Planned Parenthood.
Right, yeah.
Abortion's not about Planned Parenthood. That's unplanned parenthood.
Right.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good day.
Appreciate it, Russell. Got to hit another break here, folks. Be right back. More news and views from 9 to noon. 272-9228 if y'all want to join in. Anonymous, hold your position online too.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get WOW Business Internet starting at $44.99 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one. This is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Capital Pawn Shop or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Capital Pawn Shop, we're putting our money on you.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our quiet string of days with an extended warming trend will be ending soon, but today, a good bit of sunshine. High in the low to mid-70s, just about perfect. Partly cloudy, not as chilly tonight. Overnight low around 50. Tomorrow's high in the middle 70s. Will be dry during the day, but a good chance of showers by late Friday night, and showers and maybe some thunderstorms likely on Saturday as a cold front moves through the state. It'll be breezy and colder behind the front. 30s on Friday night, 50s for a high on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Key witness testimony to resume an impeachment hearing soon. The charade continues. And that's what most of our politics, not just an impeachment hearing, is largely farcical. We got to get over all these symbolic fights and actually get down to the facts and policies that really improve our lives and be just at the same time. Actual justice, not just, I want things. And that's not how justice actually works. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. New Look Decorating Center is an authorized Benjamin Moore retailer specializing in interior and exterior paint and stain supplies. Go see Brian Carr and Brett Lanham over at 6237 Atlanta Highway. Right where Bell Road butts up against Atlanta Highway, that's where they're at. Brett Lanham I've met, and he, what a fantastic guy. He's a young guy, but he has a lot of experience in the painting business, and he's very passionate about what he does. So maybe you're inspired, let's say, to repaint the bedroom or the dining room or the outside of your home, but you don't know quite exactly what you want to do. You know you need to do something, but you're not sure. That's when you need to talk to Brett Lanham or Brian Carr, the owner over there at New Look Decorating Center, and they can lend you their expertise to get you exactly the paint and stain supplies that you need to fulfill your inspiration and make it a reality. They're dedicated to serving their local community here in Montgomery, Alabama, and the whole River Region. New Look Decorating Center, it's where the pros go. There's a reason New Look Public Decorating Center has great relationships with all the contractors and homeowners here in the River Region and why the pros go there. So next time you need paint, stain supplies, go to a local business that can help you out and have a good relationship with you. New Look Decorating Center. Their number is 271-0007, 271-0007, or again, visit them in their showroom, 6237 Atlanta Highway. Be sure to tell the folks at New Look Decorating Center that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. Let's go to the phones and talk to Anonymous. Anonymous, thank you for your patience. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just sort of had a funny. We need a new Me Too movement.
Okay.
I am so tired of Washington Democrats assaulting my pocketbook and my intelligence.
Amen. Can we broaden it out to a lot of Republicans, too?
yes, we could.
Yes.
Actually, it I don't think it has a party affiliate.
Right.
No, we're just the money that's being wasted and the time, it's insulting. They really think we're stupid, and it's getting tiresome, and I hope that this fourth time is the last time.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even vote for Trump.
Right.
I will in 2020.
I are in the same boat there.
I was leaning, I even voted for a Libertarian, a third party candidate.
Gary Johnson? See, yes. I'm not a big Gary fan, but a lot.
I'm not either,
right.
But I couldn't stomach either one at the time. And Trump has won me over.
Yeah.
And it took a lot to get there, but I am a true supporter now and feel like he's there for the right reasons and he has the people concerns. But the foreign aid has been a scam for years, so is a lot of the Red Cross and several other things that people really need to research. They need to, I know that we're all busy, but when you start looking into what they do with our money, it'll make you sick.
It makes me sick, and I'll make it simple, folks. And this is actually, this impeachment in particular should be a great libertarian moment. Why do I say that? It's because no matter what side you're on, whether you want to impeach the orange bastard or, that's actually what one congresswoman said. Well, I wish right now we could impeach the bastard. Whether you want to do that or whether you think he's been wrongfully accused, it's another paper coup against the president. It's great that Americans all agree that in one way or another, it's a gang of thieves writ large up there running our government. And that's been the libertarian point now for decades, if not centuries, that government
exactly.
In general is corrupt and prone to do terrible things that often look like mob activity.
Well, he really impressed me with cutting the regulations, not replacing people as they leave, and slowly but surely reducing the size of government. And every time I hear that government's going to save me, I want to go, I don't need saving.
Amen. Amen.
It's a sad time, but a positive time. And I guess that's really what I wanted to say as far as being funny.
But Anonymous, I love your call, and we're of like minds, and let's just say I'm beginning to love you.
Well, it's a good day in America because people are waking up and realizing that we have been had for a long time, and it's time to stop it. And so y'all have a great day, and God bless America, and God bless you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless America. So it's been a pretty good show today.
Yeah, I've had fun.
I've ranted a few times. We've covered some of the local news, some of the national news, even international news. Been all over the map, and I've been enjoying this. It can be frustrating, folks. Democratic debate, certainly. This impeachment inquiry. But all this will pass. You know, the holidays will be here soon. We'll get to see family. Not that that's not frustrating.
Well, there's plenty of material now for when you see your family.
But I think it'll be good for Americans to kind of unplug from social media, unplug from the daily grind of watching news, or even listening to us. You can go be with your family. The holidays are good for remembering life in general and remembering where you came from. And I hope people take that opportunity and reflect on where we are as a nation, where you are in your own life. I think the best way we change our situation in this country, in this world, always begins with the individual. It always begins with, yes, there are a lot of problems in life, but you need to look in the mirror first and figure out, what can I do? Even when things beyond your control are keeping you down, the best way to respond to that is to fix you. And then we can work on fixing those forces outside of your control. Because don't get me wrong, though I hate the government, whether it's a big government or intrusive government or a government so small you could drown it in a bathtub, most of the problems in my life can only be fixed by me. And I think everybody is better off for it. When you go through the struggle and figure out your problems for yourself, it means a lot more. Very rarely is a problem something government just clearly fixes. Maybe indirectly, but very rarely is that the case. I appreciate y'all listening. Frisco Riverstone, if that is your real name, I appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me again, Joey.
And News and Views will be back bright and early tomorrow at 9 a.m. Jack Campbell should be back.
Jack's back.
It's going to be a Friday with no rules. We'll go wherever we damn well please. Ooh. It'll be a lot of fun. Dan Moore Show is next. We don't have Jeff Sessions again. That was a big interview yesterday. And stay tuned for Saturday, the replay of Jeff Sessions. You can also find the interview with Jeff Sessions and Dan Moore's on the podcast page at newstalk931.com. It should be also on Dan's website, danmooreshow.com. Talk to you all tomorrow morning. Dan Moore Show is next. Think about all of the strange things circulating around.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Impress your family and friends for the holidays. Let Sweet Creek Farm Market be your dessert headquarters. Homemade cakes in every flavor. Caramel, carrot, coconut, red velvet, and many more. Just like Grandma makes. Homemade cream cheese, sour cream, and praline pecan pound cakes. Open for Black Friday. So follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road. Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitized.